joining us in studio from Bangor Parks and Recreation Department, Tim Bowdy, with us back on the show. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you for having us. We look forward to this every year coming in.
Yeah, we sure do. It is that time. It's hard to believe, but another Kanduskeg Extreme canoe race ready to go. And the good news is, as we were saying earlier, you got some water there. It wasn't that way a couple of weeks ago, but it's roaring now.
It is coming hard and with more rain, and this is the time to get it. You know, it doesn't matter when we get the rain earlier in the year. It's as we get closer and what a difference, you know, a day or two makes of rain compared to the rest of the season.
Absolutely. So, I know, 1967. So we're looking at the, what, 52nd?
Number 52.
Holy cow. How did that happen?
I don't know. It snuck up on us pretty quick.
Man, oh, man. Well, it's one of the great events of the entire year around these parts. It's the unofficial kickoff of spring, although it's not always spring weather. We've had some very cold days. We've had snow through the years, but then once in a while you get those days where the sun comes out and it's glorious for the race.
Yeah, it's actually usually, yeah, it's as the day goes on, the first morning when we get out there at 5 a.m. out to Kanduskeg, it is still usually pretty cold, but as the day goes on, last year it turned out to be pretty nice. And looking at the forecast overall, this weekend looks like it should be pretty good for the racers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So how are registrations, pre-registrations going?
Pre-registrations going great. We have over 600 individual boaters registered right now. Wow. So some little over 300 boats. They're flying in nonstop. They started earlier this year. We did a little discount for a pre-registration before April 1st. Right now we're doing it's $35 a person for the boat. But starting at on Friday the 20th, it goes to $50 a person, just like race day.
Mm. So take care of business by Thursday if you're smart.
Yep, come on into the office. We're at 647 Main Street, or you can go right on at www.bangorparksandrec.com, and you can register right online, and you can sign the waivers online, do all that stuff.
As always, this is a great event for anybody, the recreational folks who want to get out, but then there are also the big-time competitive people who are going to try to zip through there in 2 hours or less.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got them. I'm looking at the list. Obviously, they're names I see every year, and some of them are even just your recreational. This is the one race they do every year, and then you have your Trevor McLean's who win it every year. Yeah. Coming down once again, he'll be here.
Excellent. That's always good to hear, and the usual folks, Gumby back.
Gumby will be back. I saw their boat coming in, and then you always get the ones that dress up and do a lot of fun stuff throughout the race. It's always interesting to see the newcomers and the surprise in their face sometimes when they hit 6 mile.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For anybody who has never done it before and has just watched, plus, I got to think this year, because of the way the weather has been, not that the water is never warm, but this year, I think it's going to be a little colder than usual.
It is going to be cold. And that's one of the things we try to tell people of, you know, kind of what to wear. If you can wear a wetsuit or a dry suit compared to jeans or anything heavy, because we see people dump at the start. And that's a long 16 and a half miles wet.
Well, you guys put such a big emphasis as well on the safety of everybody. The search and rescue folks are there all along the way, and it's fun. But you also don't want anybody to get hurt or spend too much time in the water. And the crews do a tremendous job of taking care of those people because it is fun. But when you dump, I don't care how experienced you are, there's a little bit of panic that happens.
Always. And, I mean, we're lucky to have Lincoln and Dirigo Search and Rescue coming in. Bangor Police and Fire are going to be involved this year in water, the fire department. Wow. So that's new this year, as well as Three Rivers is bringing a group down that they're going to do it. We're going to have more safety people than we've ever had out on the river before.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, for those people who do wait till the last minute, they can still register Friday and even the morning of the race.
Morning of the race, it is going to be $50, and they start at the end of the race. They'll still be in their classes, but they will start way back at the end whenever the last boat leaves.
There you go. That's what happens then when you wait till the very last minute here. And you kick it off with the usual breakfast at the Mystic Tide Grange.
Actually, the breakfast this year is a little different. We're actually going to be set up downstairs this year, handing out the bibs and all that stuff.
Ah.
The Mystic Grange, they're going to actually be upstairs and just doing coffee and donuts this year. There's some stuff with the building. That's why we've moved downstairs.
Ah, okay.
But they will have all that upstairs still. But yeah, people will show up and go and be downstairs this year to get their bibs. And this year, unless we have a signature, and this is something I want to get out there to everyone, if we don't have a signature from everybody in the boat for the waiver, they don't get their bib and they can't race. It's become, obviously, as we move forward, we need that for the safety end of it.
Absolutely. We're talking with Tim Bowdy of Bangor Parks and Recreation. The 52nd Kanduskeg Extreme Canoe Race this weekend. For the River Vultures, anything special they want to pay attention to or any reminders you want to give to people about parking and treating people's property with respect.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, the 6 Mile is one of the big spots to go to and go. And the gentleman out there is real nice, lets us use his lawn. But yeah, when you're parking, wherever you are, park on the side of the road, not on people's lawns. Be careful when you walk and go to those spots. There's a lot of people around. Treat it like you'd want your own property to be treated.
Finish line, the same as always, and the takeout spot?
Finish line will be right there under the bridge near Bangor Savings. And then the takeout spot, you have Gomez Park, which is the first one there on the right.
Yep.
It's kind of steep, but if they go just a little further, right to the corner of the Penobscot, we have the docks down there. A lot easier to get out. We've got people down there helping and hauling the boats out. So I actually tell most people if they want to go that far, because that steep bank sometimes is tough to get your stuff up there. And then we'll be doing the award ceremony around 3:30, also at Gomez, where we give out the awards for each of the classes, as well as the Legends of Paddling.
I know in past years, I assume it'll be the same this year. You got a lot of vendors out there and folks with food trucks and all kinds of opportunities to enjoy some great food and drink, or just in the regular downtown business that will all be open waiting to take care of people who are both in the race and watching the race.
Absolutely. That's always a great spot for people to come down, mingle around, do stuff. We're lucky that Darling's agency, they actually do the warming hut. So when the people get out, place, they're wet, they can warm up, some food in there, and the Sea Dog doing chili and chowder for everyone for free that's in the race.
Oh, fantastic. Now, what do you think this year with the water fairly high? I mean, it looked pretty fast today. Is there a shot at a record this year?
I would say there's a shot, especially, you know, Trevor's always been in that range. He's gone under 2 hours a few times. The record's still 1:50 by Lang back in 97, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's held up for quite a while.
Wow.
But with the water the way it is, and, you know, like I said, Trevor comes through, has been under 2 hours a few times. Again, it depends on when he gets through 6 Mile. It also depends on how many boats he has to get by in front of him and everything else. There's a lot of factors. But I think we'll see some real fast times this year.
Boats go off at 8:30 in the morning, and then it's about every 5 minutes?
Every minute, five
every
boats.
Minute. That's right, every minute, yes.
Yep, every minute we send five boats off until they're all gone, and then we finish up. We usually have a sweep canoe that comes through to just make sure to push everybody through. So by 3:30 or so, everybody should be off the stream by that point, again, for their safety. And if you've been on the stream that long, you probably don't want to be out there any longer.
And if you want to be there at the finish line to see the competitors, the real competitive folks, I always suggest trying to get down there around 10:45, 11 o'clock.
Yep, that's usually a safe bet, because those, you know, obviously the war canoes and all the open classes go off first. But yeah, you're still going to be the Trevor McLean's and the long kayaks, one-man kayaks, and really fly.
Fantastic. Well, salute to you guys. Everybody at Bangor Parks and Rec does a phenomenal job making this happen every year. So enjoy these next few days and enjoy Sunday even more when you can put your feet up and relax.
Relax a little bit and sleep in, maybe.
That sounds good. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
That's Tim Bowdy, Bangor Parks and Rec, the Kenduskeg Stream Canoe Race coming up this weekend.